What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Back in business. All right, we did the top five celebrity spouses. Now this is the one that I'm. I guess I shouldn't say I'm more excited about this one, because then that adds to the whole. You know how I know you're gay.
All right. So Kay, you get to pick your preference on this one. So we've done this one quite a few ways. Pause. This one is basically top five hip hop. Now you can go. You can go. Top five hip hop and R&B. You can go top five all time hip hop. You can go top five of the last decade. Some people, it's hard to pick a top five with so many dope people out there. But well, I mean,
I did mine generally. I didn't put no particular criteria with it. I just did my top five.
All right, who you got?
So this is gonna be interesting. I know K is all over the place.
So my first one was Tupac, of course.
Tupac Shakur.
All right. No, you know what?
Can't hate on it.
I could. And K knows that I have gone. There's the infamous chicken slap of 2009 or whatever that was.
Yeah,
it's waiting outside. It happened. But I ain't gonna do it.
Tupac doesn't make my top five. He is a fave though, but he's not on top five.
God bless the day. Whatever. I ain't gonna do it today. I'm trying. I'm turning over a new leaf. This is a kinder, gentler, more respectful flame. All right, Tupac.
I feel bad for even mentioning it. Jay-Z.
There we go.
Oh, shit, right, yeah.
We got back on track.
Here we go, Jay-Z.
Now, I am going to say this, though. The first rap song I think I remember, I learned all the words to was a Tupac job. It was not Tupac by himself, but it was I Get Around. That was the first rap song I knew all the lyrics to. So Tupac does have a special place in my hip-hop heart.
To say how I pick my top five, I based them on being a true lyricist.
Okay. That's why I can't put. We would have to have another conversation about this. Like the, you know, is Tupac a lyricist? Because I don't get it. That's way too much of a conversation.
We got to make it through the rest of the list before we start picking this out.
Okay. Third was Nas.
There we go.
Fourth was M.
There we go.
Still with you.
My fifth was Mos Def.
See the rest of it. That's a hard list.
That's a hard list. I can rock with all that. I can go with all that. I mean, Tupac. Excuse me, Tupac. You know, that's a personal preference thing.
But the rest of them, yeah, those are...
From his hip-hop resume, is you know, you can't argue with somebody putting him in the top five. That's just me. And there's probably a lot of petty involved in that, too. Because I was East Coast till I die. I was strictly East Coast.
I mean, to me, he's like Bo Jackson of the industry. He could act, he could rap, he could write. We definitely know he was a poet. You cannot take nothing away from this man. He was an advocate. I mean, he was for his people. It just so happened that his time to expire came sooner than expected. So
this is true. I think my beef with Tupac has always been, and this is probably a real petty reason. You know, at some point I'm gonna get over it. This is a real petty reason, but I guess I had this idea in my head of what he could have been. You know, maybe I'm looking for too much perfection in a human being. I think that's my problem. I see like what it could have been if some of his message didn't get sullied in some of the bullshit that he got involved in. And that always has not set well with me. But that's, you know, talking about it, talking through, this is what this podcast is for. It allows me to talk through my shit.
You like, gonna watch the movie?
Yeah, I know. Now, see, that's, I mean, because that's, I just, I don't know.
I think I'm going to watch the movie.
I don't think.
I watched Biggie.
I'm not going to be entertained by the Tupac story. these are the reasons why, you know, like my black card could get revoked. Because with, along with hating Tyler Perry, not being a big fan of Tupac, can't stand Jordan, I don't eat potato salad. This is a whole lot of reasons why my black card
could get revoked. Potato salad?
It's potato salad. What? Did he say you don't eat potato salad?
That's some shit that make you... I was happy fidgeting. That's some shit like that make you stop in your truck. Potatoes? I was saying, okay. You fuck Jordan. Fuck Tyler Perry. I'm with you. It raises an eyebrow, but it's like, okay, cool. I'm still with you. You're still my boy. But potato salad? How you don't like potato? That you going to tell me you don't eat deviled eggs?
Don't eat deviled eggs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, grits is in. You know, me and grits is like this, son.
Okay,
like this,
I was about to say.
Like this, son.
Because we got grits and next you're going to say grits and collard greens, and I'm going to have to walk out.
I don't really fuck with
collard greens. You don't fuck with collard greens?
He said potato salad and deviled eggs. That means you ain't never been to a black people potluck.
Damn. Hey, man, I'm like your son. Like, when it came to, like, cookouts and potlucks and stuff like that, I found a way to get missing. Because I ain't eat much as a kid, and I got tired of being around family. Boy, your eyes don't look good. You sure you're not hungry? You should eat something. Why don't you eat a little something? Just a little taste. Leave me alone, people. That's probably what made me an introvert, because everybody tried to force me to eat, and I ain't want to eat that stuff. It's nothing appetizing about potato salad to me to this day.
You probably never had good potato salad.
That's what I'm saying.
So how do you not like something you never had?
It does not. Nothing about it is appetizing to me. I don't see it and be like, that looks like something I want to taste.
I make a pretty good potato.
Let me ask you, what color was the potato salad? That makes a difference.
It can be yellow, it can be white. I don't really much care.
I ain't eating none of those white ones, I'll tell you that.
Rich, you know. You know that there are no condiments in my house. You come to my house right now, there are no. Tammy might have snuck some ketchup up in here, but there's no mustard, there's no mayonnaise. There's no relish.
So are condiments, like because you don't like them, are they off limits for Tammy too?
This is how I run my house, right? This is my house, Richard. Well, if I say don't come in here, don't come in here. You understand? And I can say that on the podcast, knowing that I could be chopped in the chest at any moment.
Dang, because this shit that I don't like and the shit that Renee don't like, I mean, you know what? I don't like that shit. But you can put it in the fridge, just put it on your side. Nah. Don't got to touch my shelf.
I'm real picky like that. Like, it just being in the refrigerator. Which will fuck with me some kind of way. I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to get past it, but
that's what Tammy eating all types
of drugs. You better let that baby have some ketchup.
You know, up here choking down French fries and shit. She be going to the movies like, can I get extra? I got to make up for later on. Put mad sauce on her wings.
Hey, I do eat. You know, I've gotten over it a little bit. I'll eat a buffalo wing, you know, with the sauce and everything on it.
Not Hold up, wait a minute. You ain't dipped it in the ranch?
Oh, come on. Nah. Ranch, blue cheese, please. I hate the fact that if you order buffalo wings, they force you to pick one. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no I don't want either option. Just give me the damn wings and mind your business. Why are you wasting celery? I don't want it. I don't want it.
If anything, you save it.
Flan, you're living a sheltered life.
This is me. I got to be 100% authentically me. I don't ranch, blue cheese, none of it. I can't think of a condiment.
So do you only like dry rub wings?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
God damn.
I do the buffalo wings, but right now I got some Caribbean jerk ones out there because that's the dry rub. That's why my barbecue, I prefer dry rub. If you sauce your barbecue, I know this, but I might not eat it.
Rich, I don't sauce my barbecue.
Rich, you know this about me. I've been to your house and seen you cooking up something, and you've seen the look of panic on my face.
Yeah,
like, I don't want
to. See, I don't sauce foods though.
I'd be like,
especially barbecue.
I saw you put putting pickle juice or something in something, and I was like, I don't want to offend my man, but I can't eat it. Yo. I can't. I ain't gonna be.
I think I made something that required sauce, but for the most part, especially like when my barbecue, I don't sauce it. Like if good barbecue does not have sauce. That's it. If you want to accent the taste, put some on the side later on and you dip it, fine. But I can't just sauce up some barbecue. That's just nasty.
All right, Grill Master, where are you staying on the sauce or no sauce?
Certain things.
Certain things.
It all depends on what you're doing. Like, I lightly glaze barbecue over my ribs after I smoked them. With my chicken, I more so like to leave it naked. And if you want to put barbecue sauce on it, then that's your choice. I usually tend to use a beer batter sauce and let it marinate over the night. So I would definitely hate if you did not bite the chicken as is before you just drenched barbecue sauce all over it. That would just like kill me.
I'm a chicken purist. Like, do you understand where black people would be if not for the chicken?
And you know, someone posed a question to me that had me befuddled. Or befuddled, should I say, like Joe Budden.
That's my new word.
How do you eat cold chicken?
You eat it. You bite it. And you chew it. Like cold chicken.
I mean, but it was asked as a legitimate question, and I said, well, how do you survive?
Hey, see, to me, somebody who say how you eat cold chicken, like, you couldn't have never been, like, broke. Because I think if you broke, you eat chicken in whatever state.
Whatever state, yeah. I pull that shit right out the fridge. Let's go.
I used to try to heat up pizza on my iron when I was in college for the one semester I was there. I ain't had no microwave, so I would get the pizza. And when it got cold, I would just, like, put a sheet over the iron and then put the pizza on top of the sheet and see if I can heat up the pizza slice on the iron.
If you ain't never been on a road trip where your mother fried some chicken the night before and put in the van
ride. Every trip.
You know what I mean?
My grandmother was in there frying that chicken. Putting them lunch bags.
Hey, I mean, some people chicken is better cold.
Since we're talking about broke foods, there's a bunch of so-called broke foods that I actually like. Peanut butter and jelly. I like peanut butter and jelly. I will eat that shit and have a full refrigerator full of food.
You got to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I ain't making my own.
I like peanut butter and jelly. I will make my own. It does suck when you got to make your own, but I'll make my own. Peanut butter and jelly. Beans and Franks. I like beans and Franks, Paul. No,
can't do it.
Agreed.
How you don't like beans and Franks?
I don't like beans.
But
the beans seem like a vegetable cooked in ketchup. Like, that's what it looked like to me. I can't do it.
Too much
beans, too much beans and Franks are good. Oodles and noodles.
Never done it.
You've never eaten oodles and noodles? You've never had some Maruchan? Nope. God damn. I get some Maruchan, cut up some hot dogs and some sausage, throw that in there, some cheese.
Oh, some Ramadan.
Yeah, you don't eat ramen?
Never had. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I just never happened.
That's crazy.
I was the kind of person that could eat a pot of rice. I learned how to make rice early.
Rice with some butter? Yeah, that's good.
I just make myself a whole pot of rice, and I eat a whole pot of rice by myself.
That no, my choice would be a grilled cheese with jelly.
With jelly. So you had me a grilled with jelly. So what is it? Does it got to be a particular kind of jelly? You're talking grape. Can you do strawberry?
Grape or strawberry.
Grape or strawberry.
So if you like jelly, you know what's good that I get all the time? I get a croissant with sausage and jelly.
Oh, I gotta try that.
Throw that on the grill, like, and when you go to get your breakfast sandwich, it's cut that croissant, grill it real quick. Throw some butter, sausage, and jelly on that croissant. Oh man, that shit is good. It's fat. It makes me feel fat every time I get it, but it's good.
If the food don't make me feel fat, then it was the wrong choice for me. I should have ordered something else. But yeah, I do my breakfast sandwiches on croissants. What I don't do on my breakfast sandwich? Can you guess, Rich? Can you guess?
Mayo.
Don't put cheese on my damn breakfast sandwich.
I'm like, God damn.
I want bacon and egg. I want sausage and egg. Do not put the cheese. I don't understand the obsession with cheese and eggs. I don't.
Yeah, I agree with you, Flan. I will slap the sandwich out of your hand if you hand it to me with cheese. I'm sorry.
What is it with cheese and eggs? I don't get it. I don't get it. Just keep it simple.
I think I lose a point in my black card with that.
I could go down a list of like non, like, you know, but you know who's worse than me on their black card is Tammy. I don't think Tammy has ever seen Menace to Society.
Oh shit!
I don't think she's ever seen Colors, South Central. So many. I think she saw New Jack City for the first time with me.
That's cold blooded. Boomerang.
I'm pretty sure she's seen Boomerang.
A Do Right Man.
I don't know if she's seen...
Don't Be a Menace.
I don't know if she's seen... what's the joint I'm thinking of? Harlem Nights.
Oh shit, Harlem! You ain't seen Harlem Nights? I don't know. What she ain't see that pinky toe get shot off?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder about my wife sometimes. I love her though. That's my.
So it is your job to get the babysitter, the good babysitter that you guys have been holding hostage, and have a marathon. I mean, tape her eyelids open and just play all of those movies back to back.
I'm gonna have to do it. I don't know if she can do it. She cried at the end of Django. That was too much for her. I don't know if Sammy can make it. My wife is special. She's special. My daughter don't stand a chance. She's gonna be like the only black person they ain't never seen. Ain't never seen none of the movies. And don't eat green. Don't eat collard greens. It's a good thing she in Texas. She might could blend
and
in.
And dislike potato salad. And
dislike potato salad. She eats everything, though. Yeah, she's gross. She eats everything. She's not going to take after me. She's gonna do better than dad.
Well, got the missus blowing me up with messages about that time. I thought you was recording at 6:30.
It's a shame, Rich. I'm just messing with you, man. You got it. Oh, here comes my missus.
See?
Hey, sweet pea, you come to give me my night kisses? I love you. Night, night, sweet pea. What is the little
the hand?
Bye, sweet pea. Night, night.
Man, she's speaking so well.
And she said, I think I said it on the show, like her new thing is that I'm nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's killing me. I'm nasty.
I'm nasty and pee pee.
I'm nasty. Yeah, we recording. Oh. Say hi since you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Ham.
Hey.
Hi.
The invasion of Hamps and Sweet Pea.
Bye. Bye for the second time. Oh, you saying bye to mommy? Yeah, she's closing the door on mom. All right, you can hang out for a bit.
Wait, I meant to ask. Did you open the fried mac and cheese or did Tammy open the fried mac and cheese?
That was, I ordered that. That was me on the fried mac and cheese.
I was feeling a little bit faint. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, you're right, Kay. I'm trying to stay away from them sparkling waters right now. You never know.
They all gone.
You drank them all. I didn't drink them all.
No.
Look, the podcast world needs both of you guys twice a week. So, Rich, it is your job to make sure this guy stays away from Hamps.
Man, I'm telling you, Kay, I'm trying to keep him alive.
Okay, sweet pea.
Bye.
Bye.
So, right quick, Rich, before you get up out of here, I wanted to ask you, what was the deal with Floyd Mayweather, though?
Oh,
forgot about that one. So Floyd, and I didn't even read the article, but I did hear other people talking about it. But Floyd was saying something about this new generation of rapper,
yeah,
and how they're making it okay to be a drug addict.
Because what's his name with that song, Molly Percocet?
Yeah, and then My Son did the remix of it, and was saying pretty much the same thing. Like,
yeah.
These rappers is telling you it's okay.
Yeah, that's the official line. To be junkies, like, okay, right? Yeah. Now. Was it what happened to Just Say No?
So, all right. So where's the line? Because I know when we grew up listening to rap, it wasn't like they wasn't smoking weed. But when did it become like, yeah, like Percocet, lean, and all, like you taking all of these?
Taking all types of shit.
All types of shit now.
And they got kids. And granted, drugs have always had a place in music. People might allude to it. People might say it. But they're not straight up mentioning 30 different drugs saying, yeah, go do this. Like,
okay, so let's recognize a couple of things. It's a changing of the guards. When we were coming up, there was a code, and that meant that you didn't snitch on yourself by telling everything that you did in your song.
These idiots want to put everything online.
They get to express. It's a freedom of expression through their song, so they feel a certain validation in saying everything that they do. So, you know, my reply to the whole drugs and music and it making people addicts, or they're just telling people to be comfortable with that, is we had people like Ozzy Osbourne, Kurt Cobain, Britney Spears, Amy Winehouse, Natalie Cole, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, even Big did cocaine. What's the difference between now and then is that they're just upfront with it. But to even simplify, Pimp C said it best. You got a thing, I got a thing, everybody got a thing.
I think that puts it in good perspective, because I was probably more down on it, like, yeah, you know, all this Percocet, Molly, Percocet, all this stuff. But like you said, yeah, all of those, you know, Coltrane, all them people, well-known drug abusers, you know. It might not have been, like, the main subject matter of their music. I'm not saying that I don't listen to enough of this new stuff to know.
Yeah,
every time you run into one.
It's the same rhetoric.
Be some shit like that, but.
You know what, though? I give it a chance, you know what I mean? Because, to be honest, and you're going to have to give it a chance, too, now, or condition your ears to do so, because Elise is not going to get younger.
Right.
You know, and you want to be able to relate to what she's going to listen to, because, to be honest, my boys take to, what's his name,
Lil Uzi Vert?
There you go. They take to him.
Yeah, I have never heard any of his records. Like, that's just, you know, like, I feel like it's too early for me to already be at that stage. But, I'm already at that, you know, this young people music and know it, what y'all listening to. I already feel like the old man yelling at the kids on the lawn, like something's wrong with everything they do. And I know that's the way our parents looked at us. I just didn't expect to be here this soon. Like, I didn't know it happens this fast. That, like, like you said, the changing of the guard happened. Seemed to happen so fast that one day I thought I was hip, I was cool, I knew what was happening, and the next day everything passed me by and I have no idea how to relate.
Like, but think about it, like you just said, it was our parents once in the same shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the changing of the guards, and turn that rap off. We don't want to hear that. That's not music. Now here we are.
My mother was like, I can't hear anything.
That's not music. Curse words. That's not rap.
The same way my mother probably thought Jay-Z was mumble rap. Like, to her, he was mumbling.
And now, exactly.
You know, I can't understand.
I think what we should do is just help these youngins recognize what platform they have and what responsibility they hold having that platform. It's okay to express what you do and how you do it, but just simply remind people that just because you write it in your song and that's what you do, that it doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, I think one of the dopest things, like when I watched that, I don't know if you saw that that interview. What was it? What did they call that show on that Joe Budden does now? It's not important.
Complex. He had
a Complex joint. We had Lil Yachty on there.
Yeah, because he was getting on him. He wanted them to know whether or not he had a 360 deal or not. And he had Lil Yachty told him, bruh, chill.
Yeah, he was going in. But the one thing he said to me that I wish, I wish he had calmed down so he could have actually given the message he was trying to give. But the way he was, as animated as he was, that's all that came across, was like, bruh, chill. But he said, like he was talking to him. He's like, I'm talking to you, and you clearly, you know, an intelligent young man. Like, do you think that comes across in your music? Do you think your fans would think that this is you based on your music?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, that's all I ask from some of these kids. Like, I know, for this podcast, okay, I was, when it came to drinking, I was a drink champ way before Nori. I was in there. I was
most definitely.
Yeah. And then I got the DWI. And so I'm like a year in sobriety. This is the second time I'm taking like a year off of drinking. But this podcast wouldn't exist probably if I hadn't had that DWI. I don't think I couldn't be doing the things I was doing and had the time and focus to get the stuff that needs to get done for me to do this. So for some of these artists that's that's touring and doing these shows and producing as much music and as many albums as they're doing, I can't imagine that they really popping Molly Percocet all day and getting this shit done at the same time. Yeah. So some of it to me has got to be a little bit of a falsehood. And exactly. are you really giving your fans your authentic self, or are you selling them a dream? Like, you can't be Molly Percocet and be as successful as some of these dudes.
No,
I agree. I wouldn't agree with that. You've obviously never met a functional crack addict.
That's true.
The ones that always want to wash your car, fix your car for $10. Everything's $10. You want me to wash your clothes? $10.
I will admit, I don't. My experience with drug addicts is somewhat limited.
I know, well, me and the drinks. Let me privy you. So, you have crack addicts that work. Not every crack addict is a bum, per se. You have functional crack addicts that go to work every day and support their habit legitimately. Yeah. Do not steal.
Whitney and Barbie. Actually.
Here you go.
She said she didn't do crack. That was the cheap shit. My bad.
Okay. Hey. You know? But, you know, like, I would not say that you can't get anything done. Now, the quality of what you do, hence the mumble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe if they weren't so high or off of all the different types of substances, that it wouldn't be a mumble.
It could just be an age thing. Maybe at 21, I could have gone as hard as I was going and still be getting shit done. But at 35?
Oh, no. At 35, you require at least 8 hours of sleep, minimum.
I'll be telling you, it takes me a week to recover from a weekend.
And this is true.
Yeah, I can't do it like I used to. I'm old. I realize it. I need to get my energy up.
You sound tired right now. Sound like you ready to go to sleep, man. I don't know.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, drugs and music go together like white and privilege.
Damn. Yo, that's a t-shirt right there. That is a t-shirt. Yeah, we got, that's going to be the snippet for this episode.
I'm going to remember that one. Right. Drugs and music go together like white and privilege and saltine crackers with floss nooses. Yeah, that made my motherfucking day.
That's a good one. We appreciate that one, Kay. That was gold right there. That's a classic.
No problem, guys.
I didn't think about it like that. I was getting ready to do the old man go in on these rappers for encouraging kids to do Percocet. Maybe somebody need to talk to Mike Son. I've been digging the stuff that Mike Son has been doing recently in his like ultra positive attempt to come back to rap. But yeah, maybe we are looking at this one the wrong way. I think that's why we need another perspective. Because yeah, I didn't think about it that way. I appreciate.
I truly think it's right now. It's just the crab in the barrel syndrome, and that's where we hinder. That's where our culture fails at. We so quick to shun each other out before we try to understand. And it's a common fact that people tend to stray away from things they don't understand. Or you get a negative reaction, or you give a negative reaction to something that you don't understand rather than trying to understand it. Yeah. So maybe if we change our approach to a lot of things, we can get more positive results. But as long as we keep doing the same things we're doing right now, nothing's going to change.
And I think that's the approach I'm trying to have with this whole, like, be the light concept. Is that instead of us, you know, sitting around and, you know, pointing fingers at the darkness, oh, look at that over there, that's fucked up. Look at that over there, that's fucked up. Look what he doing, it's fucked up. Just
focus on the good.
Yeah, focus on the good, or be the good, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. If you think other people are doing it the wrong way, do it the right way and show people how well it goes this way. You know, don't diss them for doing it their way. just be the change that you want to be. Do it yourself, and then maybe you'll influence people to come your way. But if you're always telling people they fucked up, nobody, you can't tell somebody they're stupid and then expect them to want to hear the next thing that you say.
You know? It's like Jimi Hendrix said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
Man, you dropping gems right now, Rich. You dropping knowledge over here. We had C's on the joint, now we got K. We got to have more guests then, because people is coming on here. Fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. It's good, though. We needed it.
Man, see, we got the lava lamp going. It's getting real groovy in here right now. Light something. Now I can't. Probation officer, nope. I'm not doing that. I swear to God. I got to see the probation officer on Monday. I'm going to make it, though. This is month 2, month 3.
Mm-hmm.
12 more to go.
Going by just like nothing. Almost over.
I swear I wouldn't wish a DWI on my worst enemy.
Man, for real, it's just the first day on, last day off. Everything in between ain't nothing.
That's right, it's been crazy. The money, you know, the rift is caused between me and Tammy every once in a while. But I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it.
We gonna make it.
But like I said, I don't think this podcast would have been possible if that hadn't happened. If something hadn't calmed me down and made me just sit and be by myself and try to find some other way to cope with things, then I might not have had the wherewithal to start moving in this direction. So everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. But shit, I think we got a lot of good audio. We got some definite gems.
Definitely.
And then I think what I'm going to try to do is put like, because everybody we've had on the show recently, and even the one we're going to do on Sunday is a father. So I think our Father's Day might be like a
montage.
A montage of everybody. But yeah, Kay, we really do appreciate it. I can't tell you when we're going to drop this one, because we're finally reaching the point where we got like,
oh yeah, we got a time.
We got like recordings stacked up. We got like
stuff. No, that's cool. Like, man, like I said, once again, dude, like, I truly appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity and just the insight. Cause, like I told you, Flan, I'm gonna need you guys. Cause I just got the okay from my friend Chanel Johnson, who is gonna co-host the podcast that I wanna get going. So I look forward to seeing y'all out on the battlefield to fight the good fight.
Definitely.
Yeah, any way we can help, and you know, any pitfalls we can help you avoid. Like I said, this has been really fun for me. It's been an amazing journey so far. And so yeah, you know, if you're interested in starting up a show, anything we can do, just let me know. But yeah, you've been an awesome guest. We gotta have you back on here again. We gotta get into the Tupac argument. We gotta get some more gems of knowledge from Kay. Yeah, we'd love to come on your show when you get that jumping. So
yes, I think maybe we can talk to you guys into being long distance producers. Maybe we can work something out behind the scenes.
The one thing I really like about this whole podcast, especially the Black podcast community, is I don't know if you see from Twitter, but it's definitely like, it is no competition. Like everybody is we all win. You might see that that hashtag out there, but that we all win mentality is definitely true. Like everybody's, they find a show they like, if you know, you contact another person, they all about, all right, you support me, I support you, we promote each other, you know.
So definitely. I'm definitely for supporting. Like I said, I got a couple things in the works that I want to do. I definitely want to support our community. Not to say that I'm not for anyone outside of our community listening, because we welcome everyone. But I do want us to recognize that it's some things that we got to get done. Like, we got to start circulating our money back into our culture.
Yes.
First things first. We need to start opening up more accounts with Black-owned banks, and we just got to start putting the pressure back on these politicians next and let them know, like, look, we woke.
Yeah, I finally did. I just recently opened an account with that One United Bank. So I got my little, see, Rich, I got my little Trayvon Martin ATM card. That's what's up. Yeah, anytime. We are always here. But yeah, let me get, try to catch the little girl before she completely falls asleep. All right, tell everybody I said what's up. All right, man, we appreciate it.
Be the light. Peace.